Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Good morning, good morning, sunshine. Welcome to another day of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. This is week 7 of The Artist's Way, written by Julia Cameron. This week, we are talking about recovering a sense of connection. She says on the side here, we turn this week to the practice of right attitudes for creativity. The emphasis is on your receptive as well as active skills. The essays, exercises, and tasks aim at excavating areas of genuine creative interest as you connect with your personal dream. And she starts this section out with listening. She says the ability to listen is a skill we're honing with our morning pages and our artist dates. The morning pages train us to hear past our inner censor or sense of resistance. The artist dates help us to pick up the voice of inspiration. While both of these activities are apparently unconnected to the actual act of making art, they are critical to the creative process. Because art is not about thinking something up. It's about the opposite, getting something down. The directions are important here. If we're trying to think something up, we're straining to reach for something that's just beyond our grasp. But when we get something down, there is no strain. We're not doing, we're getting. Someone or something else is doing the doing. Instead of reaching for inventions, we're engaged in listening. When an actor is in the moment, they are engaged in listening for the next right thing creatively. When a painter is painting, they may begin with a plan, but they are soon surrendered to the painting's own plan. This is often expressed as the brush takes the next stroke. In dance and composition and sculpture, the experience is the same. We are more the conduit than the creator of what we express. Art is an act of tuning in and dropping down the well. It is as though all the stories, paintings, music, performances, all of them, just live under the surface of our normal consciousness. Like an underground river, they flow through us as streams of ideas that, ideally, we can learn to tap down into. As artists, we drop down the well into the stream. We hear what's down there and we act on it. It is almost like taking dictation, rather than anything fancy having to do with creation. Moments of clear inspiration require that we move into them on faith. We can practice these small leaps of faith daily in our morning pages and on our artist dates, and we can learn not only to listen, but also to hear with increasing accuracy that inspired intuitive voice that says, do this, try that, say this. Most writers have had the experience of catching a poem or a paragraph or two of formed writing. We consider these finds to be small miracles. What we fail to realize is that they are, in fact, the norm. We are the instrument more than the author. She reminds us of the rumor that Michelangelo is said to have remarked that he released David from the marble block that he found him in. And Julia says, in her screenwriting classes, she reminds her students that the movie already exists in its entirety. Their job is to listen for it and watch for it with their mind's eye and then write it down. But the same is to be said of all art. If painting and sculptures wait for us, then sonatas wait for us. Books and plays and poems wait too. Our job is to simply get them down. To do that, we drop down into the well. She says some people find it easier to picture the stream of inspiration as radio waves of all sorts being broadcast at all times. And with practice, we can learn how to hear the desired frequency on request. By tuning into that frequency that we want, similarly to a parent, we can learn to hear the voice of our current brainchild among the other children's voices. Once you accept that it's natural to create, you can begin to accept a second idea, that the creator will hand you whatever you may need for a project. And when you accept the help of this collaborator, you will start to see useful bits of help everywhere in your life. But be alert, there is a second voice. A higher harmonic, adding to and augmenting your inner creative voice. Skipping ahead, she says, learn to accept the possibility that the universe is helping you with what you're doing. Become willing to see the hand of God and accept it as a friend's offer to help with whatever you're doing. Because many of us unconsciously harbor a fearful belief that God would find our creations decadent or frivolous or worse, we tend to discount the help that we get. But she leaves us with this. Expect the universe to support your dream. It will. The next section in this chapter is about perfectionism, which is a problem among me and a lot of my friends. She says you may call it something else, getting it right or fixing it before you go further or having standards, but you should be calling it all perfectionism. Perfectionism has nothing to do with getting it right. It has nothing to do with fixing things, and it has nothing to do with standards. Perfectionism is a refusal to let yourself move ahead. It is a loop, an obsessive, debilitating, closed system that causes you to get stuck in the details of what you're writing or painting or making, and it makes you lose sight of the whole. Instead of creating freely and allowing errors to reveal themselves later as insights, we often get mired in getting the details right away. And I love this quote specifically. She says, "We correct our originality into a uniformity that lacks passion and spontaneity." She quotes Miles Davis, who said, "Do not fear mistakes. There are none." The perfectionist fixes one line of a poem over and over until no lines are right. The perfectionist redraws the chin line on a portrait until the paper tears. The perfectionist writes so many versions of scene one that she never gets to the rest of the play. The perfectionist writes, paints, creates, and makes with one eye on her audience. Instead of enjoying the process, the perfectionist is constantly grading the results. The perfectionist has married the logic side of the brain. The critic reigns supreme in the perfectionist's creative household. Basically, for the perfectionist, there are no first drafts, rough sketches, or warm-up exercises. Every draft is meant to be final, perfect, and set in stone. Midway through a project, the perfectionist decides to read it all out, all over, and outline it just to see where it's going. But the perfectionist is never satisfied. The perfectionist never says, "This is pretty good. I think I'll keep it up." To the perfectionist, there's always room for improvement. The perfectionist calls this humility. In reality, it's ego. It's pride. Perfectionism is not a quest for the best. It's a pursuit of the worst in ourselves. The part that tells us that nothing we will ever do will ever be good enough and that we should keep trying again and again until it is. But as Julia Cameron puts it, no, we should not. A painting is never finished. It simply stops in interesting places. She says, A book is never finished, but at a certain point you stop writing it and go on to the next thing. A film is never cut perfectly, but at a certain point you let go and call it done. That is a normal part of creativity, letting go. We always do the best that we can by the light that we have to see. Tomorrow we'll jump into the next section of this chapter. In the meantime, just know I love you so much. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day, and I'll talk to you tomorrow while you make your damn bed. Goodbye, beautiful.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.